Boneboy Speaks, episode 746, simultaneous release.
I don't think I was ever going to watch the film The Interview, which was recently in the news because, because of terrorists or whatever. But you could argue who the terrorists were. It doesn't really matter, right? But the point is that it caused Sony to change its release strategy for this movie because they weren't going to, a lot of theaters said, no, we're not going to show it. And so, but they had already put in like $75 million into the movie and it's like, okay, well, we still want to release it and still make money. And so they ended up doing a mix of releasing it in smaller theaters and also putting it online. And apparently on, as of like Saturday, which was, I'm sure it's made a little bit more since then. And since I'm recording this a few days ahead, it's probably made even more, but it's pulled in, $15 million or more than $15 million. And it's a mix of smaller theaters and online sales. And that's actually the best, simultaneous release that Sony Pictures has ever done. And, and it does raise a question about, maybe is this movie, it may not be that great of a movie, but is it a watershed moment? Is this, sort of the break that those of us who are who want to see the entertainment industry change their ways, is this a watershed moment for the rest of the industry to say, hey, look, maybe rather than doing this tiered release strategy where we first release it to theaters, then we release it to home video, then we put it on DVD or stream it online or what, all of those different ways that they make money on films. Why not release it all at once? So I'm wondering if we'll see more films actually released in this way. We're talking mainstream films. I mean, $15 million is nothing to sneeze at. I mean, that's a good opening for, on any given weekend, right? It's, some films might make a little bit more than that. And let's face it, some films you're going to want to see on the big screen because you might have your own 70-inch plasma LCD or whatever in your home with a movie theater system, but there's something about seeing a movie theater. There's a communal experience that comes along with it, and so I think but there's going to be people that are never going to go to a movie theater, and then they have to wait 4 months to see the movie and everybody's already talked about it. So maybe, just maybe, right, that this will be a watershed moment and we'll see more films having this simultaneous release process. Sony was forced into it because of political circumstances, but maybe something will come of it and that will change the rest of the industry, for the better, right? Because let's face it, there are going to be there will be movies that even if I could get them much more easily on, the platform of my choosing, that I'm going to want to see them in a theater just because I know they're those kind of movies. And other movies, maybe I'll never see in a theater, and maybe I'll consume more movies as a consumer if they're easier to get, but maybe not, right? But I've just never understood the strategy of releasing to one platform than another. It just seems like a simultaneous release always just makes sense because that makes your product as easy to get to as possible, right? And that's one of the things that cord cutters are big on, is making make the content available to me in the way that I want to see it, for a reasonable price, and I'll do it, right? And I'm sure that The Interview's probably been pirated a billion times as well, just because once it's out on some online service, it's easy enough to make a pirated copy of it. But point being, I mean, it's people are willing to pay for content, and they're willing to pay, because of convenience, right? There is an inconvenience to piracy, but they're not going to not make money on it, I don't think. And, clearly I think this sort of proves that they can do it. And so, it'll be interesting to see how many more movies over the next several years get released this way. I don't know that it's going to be, but this is going to be the moment, I guess we could say that a mainstream movie had to do a simultaneous release, and it was a good thing. And so I'll be interested to see what happens and see if we have more of these kinds of releases during 2015.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.